Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
I'll be right there, man.
That was your host, Andy Breckman, who's just checking his texts and emails.
I'll be right there. I'll be right with you, Ken.
And as soon as he's done, the program can begin.
Ken, I'm thinking.
We're probably not taking any calls tonight.
Ken, please. Just give me a minute.
And it's really an odd program, so if there's anything else that you've been thinking about catching up on, listening-wise, now might be a good time.
Wow.
Since we don't even have a host.
Isn't that... Wouldn't that be true of most of our shows?
No.
There's something you ought to be doing. Something else you should be doing, really.
No, I think...
Hey, that's a good topic for tonight's show. What else should you be doing right now?
We had a topic for tonight's show.
Oh, you want to do that?
Why? Do you really want to abandon ship?
No, whatever you... Buddy, I love you. I love you. Knock yourself out.
Clearly, you want to abandon ship.
No, I'm not going to argue with you. Number one, I know now you have a blood pressure. You're concerned about your blood pressure.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. If you drop dead tonight, I don't want it to be because of me. I don't want to be haunted by the memory of having gotten you all worked up.
Don't worry about that. No, this is a pressure relief valve, this program.
If I do kill you, if I get you all excited and worked up,
yeah,
and you just keel over.
Yeah.
I'd have a really hard time next week getting the audience back on my side.
Well, another...
I'd have to play a lot of Jackson Brown. I'd have to play a lot of great music.
I don't think you want to play... If I died...
Yeah, if you died...
Don't play Jackson Brown next week.
You know what? That's a promise. That's my promise
to you.
That
you won't?
No Jackson Brown.
Okay, thank you.
Because I love you, man.
Like, if I die 5 hours after the show...
Yes.
All I can tell you is that if I hadn't done the show, I probably would have died 1 hour after the show. You probably gave me an extra 4 hours of life.
Because this is your therapy. This is how you vent.
Yeah.
This is how you let off some steam.
And you've said the same thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I'm worried about my blood pressure, too. I'm not on medication yet, but...
Why are you worried?
You know, I went to the optometrist to test my eyes.
Yeah.
And as part of that process, they... take photos of your eyeball.
Uh-huh.
Have you gone through that?
Nope.
And she showed me veins on my eyeball.
Yeah.
That are a little too red for her comfort.
Oh.
But I got a checkup. I go to a checkup every year.
Yeah, that's nice.
Can I change the subject?
Yeah, sure.
Let me think.
Go ahead.
Let me think. Any other subject is going to be better than this.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah, anything.
Anything.
Oh, here's something.
Okay.
When you use your turntables here at the station,
uh-huh,
and you want to check the speed, how often do you check the speed? That's called the pitch, right, of a turntable?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Are you obsessed with that? Do you check the speed regularly?
I'm not, but many people are.
I am.
Yeah, well, you have those, you know, like a strobe. You have.
I know,
like,
but not every turntable has that.
True.
Here's my conundrum, my problem. Maybe some of our listeners can help. Maybe we can take a call.
Okay.
I'm shopping for a turntable. I want to put a turntable in my little New York City apartment.
Good for you.
But here are the features I want. I just want two features.
Right.
But they are not, I can't find them on the same turntable.
Okay.
One is pitch control. I want to be able to adjust the speed. I am obsessed with that. I always check it.
Okay.
And the other is I want it to be an automatic off. I want it to turn itself off at the end of the record. I don't want to get up at the end of the record.
Oh, you're not going to find those two features in the same turntable.
Why not? Why wouldn't anyone make that? Why is that such? Why is that such a challenging request?
Because the first one is a high end feature, and the second one's a very low end feature.
They don't overlap at all.
No.
What do people with high end records do when their Billy Joel record is over?
They walk over,
but they're on the couch and they're half asleep. They've eaten half a bag of potato chips. They're satiated. They're lying on the couch across the room.
They have a noise that...
Wait, let me finish.
Okay.
Over 40 feet away.
Yeah.
Across the living room.
Oh, now I understand the conundrum.
Okay. What do they do? They have to listen to that clickety-clack of the... Yeah. They have to, of the needle in the middle of the...
Yeah. They have to incorporate that into their dream. That noise.
There is no turntable. There's no turntable that where there's a... What do you call it when two things overlap in the little thing?
The Venn diagram.
The Venn diagram has the return the return feature
that's
that
like
turns off. Wait, why is that a joke?
Because that's like a close and play or like a
why it's the most it seems like the most organic piece of a turntable will turn off. You don't have to run across the room. You're eating dinner. You're across the room. You're in the middle of dinner.
Yeah.
Every 20 minutes, you have to make the run?
Yep. You got to want it. You got to want the improved fidelity that comes with a turntable.
But would the automatic return affect the fidelity? You can't have both?
No. It's just that the automatic return wouldn't affect the fidelity. I just think that you're talking about two different beasts. You're talking about one that's like an audiophile turntable where you can control the speed and measure the speed.
I believe you. I've done a little research. You're exactly right. But why is my question? Somebody would make a fortune.
A fortune?
If they marketed a good turntable with pitch control and that option to return and turn it off.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, the dream option is you're sitting on the couch with a remote control and you can start the whole thing again.
Well, good luck.
Thanks, Kenny.
Good luck in your
Thanks,
search.
Ken. Well, you've been listening to the Fuzzy Glove Hour. This has been Ken and Andy, and we'll see you next week.
Okay. If only.
If only.
If only.
Wake up, Andy.
Well, we've killed 10 minutes, which is good, which is really great because we had a pretty hideous idea for tonight's show.
I don't think we killed it. I believe we tortured it.
Yeah.
It's near death, for sure.
We tortured and killed it.
Okay. So we do have an idea that doesn't involve our listeners.
Right.
So you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's a special, special hour.
And we're already recording the show.
Wait, let's take that call. Somebody has a turntable for me.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, welcome to the Audiophile Hour. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to call to say that my turntable does both those things, and it's a technique.
Is it still manufactured or is it discontinued?
Probably discontinued, but you might be able to find. I found it like a lucky score at a yard.
Doesn't matter.
I wish I knew. Off the top of my head, I'm in the car. I got you.
All right. This is a long shot. I don't know you. You don't know me. But I've got to ask. Can I have your turntable?
Oh my gosh, probably not.
Oh, fine.
Probably
okay.
not.
Thanks for calling.
We said probably not.
We're looking for someone to give me their turntable.
It sounded like there was some room for negotiation there.
If you love me, you'll give me your turntable. Can I do that for a whole hour? If you love me, I'll take your turntable?
Sure. Let's do it.
No.
Andy's looking for a turntable that has the strobe lights to measure the speed and also has speed control, but also turns off when it's done playing the LP.
Yeah, when it's done playing the sign. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hey, I think I have to turn down the sound. We're on a screener. My name is Murphy. I'm a kind of long time, more or less, person.
Sure, we know you, Murphy.
Hey, Murphy.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I thought I was being pre-screened.
No. You're on the air, and we're so thrilled you called.
I just wanted to say, Andy, you need to listen to WFMU because there's been all this info about donations going directly to Ken for his holidays. So you need to actually listen to the radio.
Well, not worth it. It's the high price to pay.
It's not worth listening. I know there's no POCO, but it's worth listening to.
Okay, thanks very much.
No POCO, no Eagles, no what's his name, whoever you used to play with.
That's their motto. Eagles anyway, free since 93.
Innuendo is flying around.
Okay.
Thanks, Morph. Can we start the show now?
Yeah.
Why don't you explain the idea? Because this was your idea.
Well, we're calling it a bifurcated interview show. I don't even know if I'm using that word correctly. Show.
Yeah. Fine.
And the idea is that you would interview me and I would interview you, but it would work like this. You'd ask me a question, and then we'd leave a gap, a 15-second gap in the show. And then I'd ask you a question, and you wouldn't answer it. We'd have a 15-second gap. And then after 20 minutes of that, we play back the tape and
answer the question
and answer those questions. So listeners would be treated; they'd have a taste of the questions, right?
Right.
That are going to be answered soon enough. So no one, there'll be no drop off on this show. No one's going to tune out. Am I right?
Oh, is that the idea?
Well, you'll ask me a provocative question, but you won't hear my answer
right
until the second half of the show.
Okay, so should we get going?
No. No, I'm scared. Wait, I'm not prepared. You have like 3 pages of questions. When did you find time to do that?
In the hour before the show.
Damn.
Are we ready to go?
Yes. Okay, you asked the first question. Damn.
And we want... how long do we want after each?
You tell me. What's the good? What would be
20
good?
20 seconds, I guess.
20 seconds to answer? That's a long time.
Okay, you just want 10 seconds to answer?
Then I don't know.
We're just going to be ripping through these.
We are?
Yeah, if it's every 10 seconds.
Well, maybe that's good. Wait, oh, baby, that'll have a little energy to it.
Oh, my God.
It's what they call pacing. In broadcasting school, you know, there was a whole seminar on pacing. I guess you were sick that day.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question, and then you do not answer it. And instead of you answering it, I'm going to bring music up.
Fine.
Okay?
Yes.
What was the last thing you looked for, that you searched for on your phone? Where's the music?
Okay. You didn't tell me, by the way, beforehand that these would be stupid questions. That's news to me.
Yeah.
All right, here's my question to you. Ken, how long do you think you will be remembered on this planet after you die?
Andy, have you ever walked in on your parents having sex?
Ken, what do you think humanity's reaction would be if there really was extraterrestrial life discovered?
Andy, did you have an imaginary friend growing up? Tell me about it.
My next question is rather simple, Ken. Why do you bother?
Andy, did your parents ever give you the birds and the bees talk? How did they explain it?
Hey, Ken, how do you think you're going to die?
Have you ever peed yourself, Andy?
Hey, Ken, have you ever known anyone who genuinely changed in the course of their lifetime, became a different or better or worse person? Thank you.
Andy, what was your most embarrassing moment in public?
Wait, I'm not ready. How conscious do you think animals are?
Andy, have you ever been attracted sexually to a man?
Hey, Ken, what would you tip at a restaurant on a dinner that cost $100?
Andy, have you ever had a homosexual experience?
This is a two-part question. Part one, what is a quarter of a half? Part two, have you ever had a homosexual experience?
Music ran out. Andy, when you lost your virginity, was there a TV show on or a song playing? What was it?
Hey, Ken, what was the last thing that you lied about?
Andy, what was your first paid job?
Hey, Ken, it's exactly 4 years from now, exactly 4 years from this day. What will you be doing?
Andy, was there an embarrassing fashion phase that you went through during your childhood or adolescence?
Hey, Ken, what is the one moment in your life that you wish you could take back?
Andy, what's the last thing you texted somebody?
How would you describe yourself in three words?
Andy, have you ever tasted earwax?
I think Ken, we keep playing the music. I'm still answering the earwax question. It's a long story. Okay, now keep playing because now you're laughing at my earwax question. You're reacting to it.
You know we're going to hear what you're saying now also, right?
Ah! Hey, Ken. Give me one example of a time that you lost your temper.
Andy, what's the most illegal thing you've ever done?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Hey, Ken, does your son come to you for advice? And if he does, what was the last piece of advice you gave your son?
Andy, if you could go back in time to erase one thing you said or did, what would it be?
Ken, tell me about a time that you cried at a movie. You genuinely wept watching a movie.
Andy, what color underwear are you wearing right now?
Ken, you've had some time to think about it. I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked a few moments earlier. How do you think you're going to die?
Andy, have you ever tasted any other person's earwax?
Ken, have you ever advised anyone that they're smoking too much weed?
Andy, did you have any stupid nicknames growing up?
Ken, do you have an idea for a perfect murder? If so, what is it? Actually appropriate music for our murder story. Wait, can we hit pause for a second? Is there a way to hit pause?
No.
Can we do the interview now? My God.
That was pretty short.
It was?
Yeah.
Well, how long did we do?
You want to keep going?
I don't know. Wait, hold on.
You don't want to keep going.
No, wait. I think that's felt like a pretty full meal. Wait, let's just see how that goes. Let's just play that
back.
Hang
on. Yeah, let's just have some outro music here. Okay.
Let me ask you this. Is there one question that you're dreading answering?
There's many questions.
Are there?
Yeah.
Oh, I only have one that I'm dreading. What? I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. All right. You want to re-explain?
This earwax muncher is going to keep that.
Re-explain the idea. re-explain the idea for people who tuned in late and are...
Well, I don't know why we did it.
Totally confused.
I don't blame you. I don't know why we did it, but we thought it might be amusing to ask each other questions and leave gaps in the show and then play that part of the show back and fill in the gaps with our responses. Why did we think that would be interesting? Why is that more interesting than just asking a question and responding live right there?
Well, I think your concept was that people would hear these questions.
Like a teaser.
Right, and they would be so excited to hear the answer that they would sit there, you know, waiting and waiting for the second
half.
Wait,
then let's not start it yet. Hold on, let's milk it. How long a tape did we just record?
I think that was only 10 or 15 minutes.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, it seems like an eternity. Do you have many more questions you were going to ask?
I did.
Oh, I had none.
Jesus. Let me get this.
I was running on fumes.
All right. Let's see here.
Okay, is there a problem?
No, no problem. No.
Wait, hold on. How long was that?
I can tell you in a second. I can give you a rough idea.
Okay, fine. I don't know why I'm asking. Oh, I know why I'm asking.
It was... 12 minutes.
Okay, so now we can billboard this. Now we can get people excited.
Yeah, but now nobody's going to remember it.
We can review. Look, in 15 minutes, kids, you are in for a treat. Ken is going to be answering such personal and provocative questions as, why do you bother? What was the biggest lie you ever told? Wait, did I ask you that?
No, I don't think so.
When was the last time you lost your temper? I don't know. Things like that. That's coming up at 9:45. You don't want to miss it, kids. Ken's soul laid bare, a peek behind the curtain. So those are just some of the highlights.
So we're just going to billboard this for another 15 minutes.
I got nothing. Wait, you would have gone on for another 10 minutes?
We were supposed to do that for half an hour.
Can't be done. It's too stupid.
I had
It's so unsatisfying. Did you have dozens of questions left?
Yeah, I had a zillion.
Oh, my God.
I had a zillion
questions.
What
website did you find?
I found a bunch of websites. The World Wide Web is...
Earwax.com?
Is big. Earwax.com was one of them.
I could tell.
Yeah.
The internet is big. You got that right, by the way.
We can't wait 15 minutes.
Why not?
All right, so why don't we take calls for 15 minutes?
Let's go back to the turntable search.
Okay, explain what turntable you're looking for.
I need a turntable. Ken says it doesn't exist on this.
No, apparently,
this world.
Apparently it does.
I guess it used to exist. I'd want to buy a new one. Unless somebody wants to give me theirs, that's in fine.
A listener called
condition.
Up. What Andy's looking for is a turntable that has the high-end feature of measuring the speed and giving you the ability to adjust the speed.
Pitch control, which I am obsessed with. I check it all the time. But I also want the feature of that the needle returns to its little home base and the unit turns off at the end of a record.
And a listener called up to say that he had found a turntable that did both of these two things, and it was a Techniques, but he didn't know what model it was. I don't know if Techniques is even making turntables anymore.
He was calling from his car. I would also love, and this might be too much to hope for, a turntable that automatically skips Revolution 9 when you play the White Album.
You're not going to find one that does that.
Or when you play Double Fantasy, skips all of Yoko's songs.
No.
That would be a great feature, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you're not going to find that at all, period. Sorry. Because now you're talking about like audio detection.
I guess digitally people could do that, right? You could sell a digital... player that would not play, that could be programmed not to play Yoko Ono.
The Techniques SL1500C.
Well, hold on. I should make some notes.
Seems like maybe it has an auto lift or auto stop or auto return. That's the feature you're looking for.
Well, I need auto stop, not auto. Okay, but okay, maybe. Say it again. Techniques.
Techniques SL1500C. Has the auto lift feature.
Right, but does it have the pitch control?
Don't know.
Well, come on. You're wasting everyone's time.
There's some pictures of it here.
Well,
And nobody's calling either. I think people are just dying to hear the answers to those questions.
201-209-9368.
Oh, how about we do this? How about we go through those questions twice?
We get two bites of the apple?
Yeah. Let's
okay.
do that.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay. That's a great idea.
Let's try to find the beginning.
You just earned your pay. How much do you okay. make? I yes. should have asked how much you made. Yeah, what's your annual
what
salary?
What was the last thing you looked for that you searched and then you do not answer it? We're listening.
And instead of you answering.
We're listening to the tape now.
I should have asked how much you made.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're ready to begin. Oh. And now we're going to...
Then I'd be afraid you'd ask me the same question.
Now we're going to play the tape through. Starts at 12 minutes, 46 seconds. And you get the first answer. Ready?
I get the first answer?
Yeah, because I asked the first question.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. What are you looking at on your phone?
Well, because the answer to the first question.
What was the last thing you looked for that you searched for on your phone?
Do I answer now?
Where's the music?
There it is. Well, before the show, I did search for provocative interview questions, but came up dry, as you can tell. And then last night, I'm looking at my phone now to see.
Okay.
Last night, I looked.
Done.
You didn't tell me, by the way, beforehand, that these would be stupid questions.
Sorry.
That's all
news to me.
Yeah.
All right, here's my question to you.
Apologies.
Ken, how long do you think you will be remembered on this planet after you die?
As long as the youngest person who knew me is alive. 20 years? Andy, have you ever walked in on your parents having sex?
I have no memory of that. They did share a bedroom across the room from mine. I don't remember walking in. I did see my father naked only once, and it was quite memorable, in a locker room at the Y. Ken, what do you think humanity's reaction would be if there really was extraterrestrial life discovered?
We would try to kill them as quickly and efficiently as possible. Andy, did you have an imaginary friend growing up? Tell me about it.
I didn't have an imaginary friend, although I used to have imaginary scenarios involving my real friends liking me more, especially girls in my class suddenly liking me. My next question is rather simple, Ken. Why do you bother?
That's a real insulting question.
It is.
Thanks, buddy. Telling me like there's no point in my life. Thanks. Thanks for that. Andy, did your parents ever give you the birds and the bees talk? How did they explain it?
It's so funny. The only birds and bees talk I have a memory of is the story you told about your father telling you you can get girls pregnant now. You're going to die?
I'm going to die of a heart attack. That's the latest
That's a conventional wisdom.
Conventional wisdom, yeah. Have you ever peed yourself, Andy?
Yeah, peed myself. I'm sure as a kid I did. As a young performer in my early 20s, in Ireland, I couldn't find a bathroom one night at a folk festival. And that ended badly.
Go on.
What, did you hit pause?
Yeah.
I'd really rather not go on. Ken, have you ever known anyone who genuinely changed in the course of their lifetime, became a different or better or worse person?
Yeah, I would say my dad. He and I had an absolutely terrible relationship, and then I would say that due to his changes, it got a lot better.
You reconcile.
Yeah. Andy, what was your most embarrassing moment in public?
Well, as a performer, I had, you know, I'm tone deaf, but I had an act with a guitar and was singing. And when my guitar went out of tune once, I spent 25 minutes trying to retune it.
Oh, but I'm sure it was hilarious.
It was the opposite of hilarious, at least
Wait,
to me.
I'm not ready.
How conscious do you think animals are?
Animals are incredibly conscious. Why wouldn't they're 100% conscious?
I meant to ask, how much do you make?
Not much.
Oh my God, what a little weasel. Weaseling out of all these
Andy,
questions.
Have you ever been attracted sexually to a man? Be honest.
Well, I guess the closest would be, I don't know if this counts. I used to dream I was Sean Connery. But I don't think I dreamt I was with Sean Connery. Hey, Ken, what would you tip at a restaurant on a dinner that cost $100?
$20. How much would you tip?
Well, am I with my wife or not
Andy,
with my
wife?
Andy,
have you ever had a homosexual experience?
Oh, my God. Wait, isn't that a repeat of the last question?
No, the last question was, sexually attracted to a man? This is asking if you ever had a homosexual experience. Maybe you had a homosexual experience with somebody who you were not attracted to.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're drilling pretty deep. My answer is no. Thank you for asking, though. Was that some kind of come on? Are you hitting on me? This is a two-part question. Part one, what is a quarter of a half? Part two, have you ever had a homosexual experience?
The first part is 12 and a half. And,
no, 12 and a quarter of a half.
So a quarter of 50 cents, half of 50 cents.
No, you cut something in half, and then what's 20? What's a quarter of that?
An eighth.
That's correct. That's the answer.
An eighth. And what was the second question?
Yeah,
second
part. How convenient of you to forget.
Second part of the question?
Yeah, how convenient.
What was it again?
Oh, I just can't remember either. Something about sleeping with a man.
I can go back.
Andy, when you lost your virginity, was there a TV show on?
I have kids listening. This is a two-part question. Part one, what is a quarter of a half? Oh, you went back?
Yeah.
Part two, have you ever had a homosexual experience?
Kinda, because I was semi-molested as a 9-year-old by a camp counselor. Thanks for asking. Andy, when you lost your virginity, was there a TV show on or a song playing? What was it?
I'm pleading the fifth. I can't. My kids are listening. But I do have a question.
What?
I have to plead
you
the
fifth. You can't plead the fifth?
I have to.
Here's my kids know you had sex.
I don't want to talk about
Come
it.
Come on.
I can't. Wait, what's your question? Was there a song playing?
Yeah, was there a song playing or a TV show on when you lost your virginity? Why is that such a terrible, embarrassing question?
Because it was 4 years ago. It was Stranger Things on Netflix. Here's my question to you.
Wait.
The counselor that molested you, how much did your parents tip him at the end of the summer?
He wasn't my counselor.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't get tipped.
Yeah, it didn't come up. Because that's a very delicate question. What do you tip the counselor that molested your son? I bet Beth would be torn. My wife would be torn by that situation. Hey, Ken, what was the last thing that you lied about?
Oh, man, this is the question I was dreading. Probably lied to a cop who yelled at me for peeing on the side of the road.
Did you say, it's not my penis?
Something like that.
Yeah, good luck on that.
He asked me why I didn't pull off at the exit. And I said, I didn't realize that there was a bathroom at the exit.
Wow.
That's a bad line.
Wow, yeah. That's a bad line. Wow, you're real Bonnie and Clyde there. Wow. Jesse James.
Andy, what was your first paid job?
I was a paper boy when I was 12. I had a paper route, but my father used to wake up with me and drive me around. So it was really, really our job. Hey, Ken, it's exactly 4 years from now, exactly 4 years from this day. What will you be doing?
I'll be editing a rerun for a 7-second delay. Andy, was there an embarrassing fashion phase that you went through during your childhood or adolescence?
When I was 15 years old, I was at camp, summer camp, and for some reason I wore a hat every day, a fedora hat, Frank Sinatra style. And that was my look. That was my thing.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That was my thing. That was my hook. And what is the one moment in your life that you wish you could take back?
Oh, Jesus.
I know the answer to this, but let's see if you do. Wasn't it saying yes to this idea?
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Little weasel. What a weasel answer.
Andy, what's the last thing you texted somebody?
Well, I could guess I could check. If isn't there a way to just check this?
Yeah.
My brother-in-law, Peter, went to the doctor and got a clean bill of health. And I said, that's how you do it. That was my text.
Did you actually text that, or was that...
You can look at it right here.
Yeah, but what I'm asking is, like, was that a suggested response that your iPhone...
That's how you do it?
I don't think
my iPhone is that creative or subtle.
Oh, I think it is.
That's how you do it?
Yeah.
You mean as a default answer you could choose from?
Right, yeah.
I would be very shocked if
So you actually wrote, that's how you do it.
Yeah, look, with 4 exclamation points.
Wow. Oh, nice. There you go.
The 4 exclamation points means I love you.
If you're just tuning in, forget it.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah. We'll see you next week.
We're not even going to bother explaining what the hell's going on here.
Yeah, you can bail. You have our permission to bail, and we'll see you next week. Okay, have we exhausted all the questions?
No.
Oh, God.
There's more.
Okay. How would you describe yourself in 3 words?
Chillionaire. Anxiety. Andy, have you ever tasted Scotcheroos? Earwax? Oh, this is a very long answer. All right, if anybody needs a bathroom break, now's the time. The earwax answer.
Or as I would call it, an earwax eating break.
Here we go. Should we hear the question again? I think so. Andy, have you ever tasted earwax?
No, I do dig stuff out of my ears. I've never tasted that, but I have on occasion... maybe tasted something. Wait, Ken, we keep playing the music. I'm still answering the earwax question. Oh, God, it's true. It's a long story.
Go ahead.
Oh, I think I want to end right here.
No, guys, you made me play.
I'm on occasion. I've dug stuff out of my nose and that stuff. I once read an article where you could build immunity by eating stuff that comes out of your nose. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Immunity to all sorts of germs.
Never heard that.
Well, I've been known to do it, but, and I don't think I'm, I think I'm healthier than you. I'm less, my blood pressure's lower than yours. I'm not sick as much as you.
But that just makes no sense. It makes no sense because if it's in your nose, it's already, you know, pretty intimately in your body. So what good is swallowing it going to be as opposed to just having
Let me explain. This is something I read on the internet.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. I got you.
Okay, apology accepted.
I'm sorry.
Okay, now keep playing because now you're laughing at my earwax question. You're reacting to it.
Oh, that was a good earwax story.
I called
it. We're going to hear what you're saying now also, right?
Ah!
Oh, the earwax story.
Hey, Ken. Give me one example of a time that you lost your temper.
I lost my temper very badly just the other night at my wife, and I really, really regret it.
Okay, can you hit pause and fill in the details?
No. Andy, what's the most illegal thing you've ever done?
Oh, no. I guess I surreptitiously recorded your fight with Hank a couple nights ago. I think that's not legal in New Jersey.
But we need a true answer.
The most illegal thing I ever did?
Yeah.
Well, when I hitchhiked across country when I was a kid, I hit California and I was broke. I mean, really broke. I had been robbed on the way out. And, oh my God, don't hitchhike, kids, especially if you're my kids. But I did steal food from a supermarket.
What did you steal?
Oh my gosh, what a great question. I can't remember.
Pork roll?
No, it wasn't not a pork roll. But it was time. That's maybe why I'm such a sensitive guy, because I have empathy with people that are struggling and on the outs and down and out.
Yeah.
That's why every time I pass a homeless person on the street, mm-hmm. I wish I gave them money after I walk past them. I'm that open-hearted.
Why don't you actually give them money?
Oh, no. Number one, there's almost always an ATM within like three blocks.
Yeah, but
just go to the ATM, sir. Are you that lazy you can't walk across the street to that Bank of America?
They probably don't have a bank card. And even if they did have a bank card,
I got you. Oh, yeah. Oh,
probably no money in their account.
You're right. And now I'm rethinking the whole thing. Oh, my God. Oh, the things I've yelled at them now, I wish I could take back.
Back to the tape.
Hey, Ken, does your son come to you for advice? And if he does, what was the last piece of advice you gave your son?
Yes, he does come to me for advice. And lately, I think it's been work-related. How long should he stay at his job, you know, without getting stuck, that kind of thing. Andy, if you could go back in time to erase one thing you said or did, what would it be?
I know what it is. I screwed up so big once at Saturday Night Live that it haunts me. I literally dream about it. It was a colossal screw-up. And Saturday Night Live was live on the air, of course. There's no net on Saturday Night.
What happened?
John Goodman was hosting, and I wrote the opening monologue. Oh, my God. It even hurts to just talk about it.
Yeah.
The joke was he was going to come out. Oh, it was Valentine's Day. And what did you hit? Pause? You paused the tape?
Yeah.
Hear this story?
I paused the tape.
I don't know if this story is worth it. But it was a Valentine's Day show. And the joke was he was going to come out and say, look, instead of doing a comedy monologue and tell jokes, I thought I would just sing a song to my fiance who's here tonight. And he sang my, what's the Valentine song?
My funny Valentine.
And he sang it straight. And then the joke was supposed to be, after he finished singing a verse of that, another angle, the cameras would reveal, you know, a reverse shot, that the auditorium at Saturday Night Live had emptied out. Everyone had left, except for his fiance.
Right.
Everyone was that disappointed with his choice.
I see.
Anyway.
Seems like a good joke.
Yeah, it seems like a good joke. Anyway, I was, you know, when you're a writer at Saturday Night Live, you're supposed to produce these segments. You're in charge of the segments, and there was a miscommunication. The stage manager thought the cue card guys would signal everyone when to leave their seats, and the cue card guys thought the stage manager was going to signal everyone to leave their seats.
Oh.
So there was just a miscommunication that I was, I think, partially responsible for, but not totally. But anyway, I took the fall. The bottom line was John Goodman came out. He sang My Funny Valentine. There was a reverse shot. You saw the auditorium filled with people. It made no sense. Comedically, it was non-existent. There was no joke.
But how were they supposed to clear out the entire
audience? Well, no, it wasn't the entire audience. It was one segment. You know, one segment of the audience. It was like 30 rows.
But even so, that's a lot of people.
Well, they had practiced it. It was going to be a quick, you know, you had 45 seconds to clear out.
Okay.
And it had been rehearsed, but the signal was never given.
I gotcha.
So it just looked
terrible.
Well, it just made no sense. Yeah. To the viewers at home, it was...
Yeah, what the hell was that?
What the hell was that? It was the lamest opening ever. And I felt terrible about it. I think when you see the rerun now, if you watch the rerun now, they run the dress rehearsal, which worked pretty well. So only the East Coast Live feed saw the debacle. But I thought I was going to lose my job because it was... And then Lorne Michaels actually said, this is the worst screw-up in the history of the show.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the worst live screw-up. Oh yeah, I can't imagine a bigger one.
Oh, my God.
Can you? I mean, there have been miscues. Props have not worked. You've seen that happen. Actors have gone up. They've forgotten their lines or they've cracked up each other. You see all that stuff happen. But you've never seen this happen where a sketch, especially an opening monologue, just failed.
Okay, we go back to the tape.
Oh, Lord. Ken, tell me about a time that you cried at a movie. You genuinely wept.
This is an awful question because it was my last semester of college and I was so stressed out and I actually was bleeding from down there and had been taking a lot of speed to get through finals. Yeah. And I was just a mess. But for some reason, I think when I only had like one thing left to do, I went and saw The World According to Garp. And I cried.
Only you would answer that question with your rectal bleeding and how much speed intake was involved.
Back to the tape. What color underwear are you wearing right now?
Well, I'll be honest with you because you've asked me to be honest. It's white with brown stripes.
We're not even going to have time to get through this once. We thought we were going to do it twice.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
Ken, you've had some time to think about it. I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked a few moments earlier. How do you think you're going to die?
A heart attack or a stroke, I could say. I hope it's a heart attack.
Here's hoping.
Hope it's not a stroke. That would be the
worst. Because a stroke, you'd be lingering half alive.
Yeah, right, yeah. Have you ever tasted any other person's earwax?
I'm just going to let the music play.
No, you have to answer.
I'm not going to answer that. Oh, under Jesus. What circumstances would anyone?
I don't know. A trust exercise?
That reminds me. I got to get to more of your staff meetings. That they're smoking too much weed.
I did tell somebody I was very close to that they should stop smoking weed because it was making them crazy.
You don't have any mirrors in your house, do you?
Yeah, we got quite a few. Huh. Well, why?
I was just wondering how it applies to that story.
Andy, did you have any stupid nicknames growing up?
Well, my last name, Breckman, people used to somehow call me Breakfast. They thought that was funny. I said him. I said him straight. Really, you like that, Ken? Ken, do you have an idea for a perfect murder? If so... What is it?
My only idea for a perfect murder is to wait a very, very long time.
You mean outlive them?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Actually, appropriate music for our murder story.
I think that's it.
For a second, is there a way to hit pause?
No.
Can we do the interview now?
Yeah, we did it.
Oh.
We're done. That was pretty short.
Well, that was?
Yeah.
That wasn't... we don't need to hear us bantering.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Ken, this is painful.
Now there's four of us bantering.
Yeah, but please not. A pretty full meal.
No, this is what we're doing. That's been the Fuzzy Glove Hour for tonight. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City.
That's the best we could do on such short notice.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Becky is here. Filling in for Matt Fiveash on Weekly World News.
Becky, what's your plan tonight?
Is there one question that you're dreading?
Mixing it up. We should have thought of that.
Are there?
Yeah.
Oh, I only have one.
Hey, thanks also to Jeremiah for the newsletter.
Hey, and thank you, Ken.
All right.
Everybody's going out and having fun.
Having fun.
Just the fool staying home and having none.
Having none.
Can't get over how she set me free.
Boy, that's a me.
A bad mistake I'm making about just to hang.
Claudine, thought she was the sweetest gal in town. She began to call me honey. I began to spend my money. Walk right in a juice joint, then sit down. Oh, well, I must confess. Oh, well, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess. I put a nickel in the vendor, said, hey, Mr. Bartender, bring us another round. We started into dancing. I said, how about romancing? She said, you'd better put that money down. Oh, well, I must confess. Oh, well, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess. To my satisfaction, I wanted to see some action. Showed me to that hole right in that wall. I bet a dollar and ten, I roll those dice, they begin to spin. Snake eyes was the first thing they did call. Oh, well, I must confess. Oh, well, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess. Confess. Oh, well, I must confess. Boys, you better take my advice. Whiskey and women and loaded dice will keep you in a mess.
You better come and go with me. behind you, and some